Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Masech Shabbos, and we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hay. So now we're going to talk about the Malacha of Hotza'ah when it comes to water. Hazorik b'yam arba amos pater. If someone throws something 4 amos in the yam, in the ocean, he's pater, because the ocean is a karmelis, it is not a rishos harabim, and a person is only chayiv for being mavri dalet amos rishos harabim. Im hayu rekak mayim rishos harabim ha'leches bo, but if there's a shallow pool of water in the street, and people using the rishos harabim walk through that pool of water, meaning it's not considered like something that would prevent anyone from just continuing to walk on their way, hazorik letocha arba'amos chayiv, then it's considered part of the rishos harabim. So if you throw something dalet almost into it, you're chayiv. The kamuhu rakak mayim, how shallow does it have to be for it to be considered part of the rishus rabim? Pachos me'asar tefachim, anything less than 10 tefachim deep. So it could be a really deep puddle, and it's still considered part of the rishus rabim. The rakak mayim rishus rabim ma'aleches bo. If there's a pool of water and there's a rishus rabim that goes right through the pool of water, even if there are more than 4 amos to cross through, and people sometimes avoid it, azorik betoch arba amos chayiv. If you throw an item 4 amos in it, then you're going to be chayiv, because that's still considered to be part of the rishus rabim. The fact that there are more than 4 amos of water to cross through, and people will sometimes walk around, it does not take away the status of Rosh Hashanah. It still has the status of a Rishos HaRabim. So again, so we said that a body of water in general is a karmelis, but if it's less than 10 tefachim deep, then it can be a Rishos HaRabim. What about a body of water thrown from a body of water to somewhere else? Hazorik min hayam liyabasha, umin hayabasha liyam. If you throw something from the yam to the dry land, or vice versa, umin hayam lisvino, umin asvino liyam, or from the yam to a boat, or a boat into the sea, umin asvino liyam. Chaverta, or from one boat to another boat over the sea, pater, then you're going to be pater, because the sea is a karmelis. So if you throw him in a yam liyabasha, even if the yabasha is a rishus rabim, you didn't take something dalet amos and rishus rabim, you just transferred something from a karmelis to rishus rabim. And from the yabasha to the yam, or from the yam to the yam to a boat is a rishus yachid. So you're not chayiv for carrying something from a karmelis to rishus yachid, because a karmelis on a daraisa level has a din of a makom patur, so it's also midrabanan, but you're not going to be chayiv. Now that's where you're not going to be chayiv on a daraisa level, but it's still asur midrabanan. But there are certain cases where it's mamish mutter, meaning it's actually permissible. Svinos kshura zubazu metaltel mizulazu. If you have two boats that belong to different people that are tied to each other, and there's less than 4 tefachim in between the boats, you can move items from one boat to the other as long as there was an eruv that was made. But in kshuros, if the boats are not tied to each other, afal pisha mukafos, even though they're very close up against each other, ain metaltel mizulazu, you're not allowed to bring things from one to the other, because they could easily spread apart. So even with an eruv of chatzeros, it's not going to help, because they're not locked into place. So the fact that they could drift from each other makes it asur midrabanan to carry from one to the other. But if you have an eruv of chatzeros and the two of them are fully connected to each other, then it's going to be mutter. So let's chazer what we did today. So Mishnah Dalet, we learned that if you throw something dalet amos in the yam, you're patur, because the yam is a karmelis. But if there was a puddle going through Rishus Rabim, and the puddle is less than 10 tefachim deep, that is going to be considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. Then Mishnah Hei, we said, throwing something from the yam to the yabasha, from the yabasha to the yam, from the yam to a svina, from the svina to the yam, from one boat to another, you're all going to be patur, because the yam has the din of a karmelis, but it's at least asur midrabanan. However, if you have two boats that are tied to each other, where there's no risk of them drifting from each other, and you made an Eruv Chatzeros between those two Svinos, it even becomes mutter to throw from or carry things from one boat to the other. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav.